Hi, I'm Brandy.
And I'm Raven.
And this is the Sister Files.
Whoop, whoop.
It's already March 2021.
I cannot believe. Well, you know what? I feel like I want to start saying, I don't like saying 2021. I want to start saying 2K21 because that sounds like sounds like a science fiction novel that I would like to be in.
It makes me think you're a douche.
Why? Why?
Like, that's the immediate, like, thought in my head was, like...
Because of 2K?
I think so. Like, if you're, like, 2K21, I'm, like...
I just want to say it's, like, 2K21, like, the year the world ended.
Okay, maybe you say it that way, but...
Because 2021 is such a freaking mouthful.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I thought of was, like, some guy with slicked hair. And it might be just because of the recent podcast I was listening to, but slicked hair and, like... The polo with the collar up and stuff yeah. like that, being like, hey guys, it's 2K21.
Okay, I would also like to point out that is not what I look like at all. Thanks.
No, it's not. No. But, I mean, you can say it however you want, but.
Well, I just feel like it sounds like a science fiction like, novel.
2000. The year 2021.
That's just too much.
2021.
That's more. Not really. 2021 isn't too bad. No. But it sounds like you're saying 2021.
Yeah.
Like W-O-N.
Yeah.
Yeah. I over-explained that joke. Sorry, guys.
2021.
Oh, my God. It's the year. It's the year of our Lord. 2000.
We'll just call it 21.
We tried to write it like that. Like, you know when you write out something, put 21, mm-hmm. but it looks like, it doesn't look like it's a year. It looks like some random number I put in there.
So, for the year 2000,
mm-hmm.
it's the year that it can drink. It can finally drink. Because it's 21.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Oh, that means my niece will turn 21 this year.
Oh, my. Oh, all goodness. The 2000 babies.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's craziness. Yes, yes.
Okay, so
anyways, it's March.
It is.
And my question to you all is, are you feeling lucky? I should have done that in my Clint Eastwood voice. You feel lucky? That's not Clint Eastwood at all. It sounds like I don't know what.
I am feeling lucky.
You're feeling lucky?
Yes. Do you have any suggestions on who I can contact to turn my luck around?
Chris Evans. I'm just kidding.
I didn't know Chris Evans was lucky. Do you like
he's
rub his,
lucky for
do you,
me?
Do you rub the top of his head?
I was gonna be like, Anyway, so I mean, I could say you could talk to leprechauns about being lucky, but yeah. I don't think you should, and I will tell you.
Because they're not lucky.
They're lucky-ish
for themselves, but not for me. I mean, there isn't the so or. Well, I guess I was going to say the luck of the Irish, but...
The luck of the Irish? Talking about that old Disney movie?
Yes.
The Disney Channel movie? That was a good movie. I should review that instead of the Leprechaun series.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
What? You never watched Luck of the Irish on Disney Channel?
No, we've got, like, a 10-year difference there, babe.
Okay, well...
I wasn't watching the... Probably when you were watching the Disney Channel, I was not.
Oh, well, the Luck of the Irish is about... this teenage boy
uh-huh.
who is descended from leprechauns.
Ooh.
And I don't remember. Something with a gold coin. Like, someone stole his gold coin or something, and he was slowly turning into a leprechaun.
Oh, jeez.
Like, he, like, grew ears and, like, started getting shorter and shorter. So, anyway. So, I am going to talk about the leprechauns today. And I'll tell you why. They're lucky, but they're lucky, like... I'm trying to think of a good example. It's like, okay, like Once Upon a Time. You've never seen Once Upon a Time.
Mm-hmm.
Rumpelstiltskin is a very good example of what a leprechaun would be like.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, everything comes with a prize. Just
right,
like that.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Right.
So the first thing to know about leprechauns is I wanted to talk about, like, where their name came from.
Okay.
So there's two places where people think they got their name.
Okay.
This is back in the 8th century.
Okay.
There's a water spirit called the Lutterpon, meaning small body.
Oh, okay.
And then, also, and this is an Irish word, Leithbrogan, meaning shoemaker. So that's where they think their names came from.
Okay.
So, looking into the history of Zizepercon, I'm like saying it like that. Makes me sound special. We can
you
date
are special.
Yeah. In all the good ways. Wink, wink, wink,
sure.
wink.
Sure.
Yeah. You guys just don't know, okay?
We'll go with that.
Ask Chris Evans all about it. Anyway. we can date the leprechaun legend back to the 8th century with what I said earlier, the Lutterpon. So these were like these water spirits, and this one was like the little one. And then as time goes on, like with anything, like with the game Telephone, like with, was it Atlantis that had the historical game of Telephone was something we talked about?
I think so,
how,
yeah.
like, things change over time.
Yeah.
This kind of had the same thing, where eventually it kind of, like, got merged in with the story of a fairy.
Okay.
That lived in your cellar and liked to drink your beer. Which sounds like the best kind of fairy ever.
Well, that's all I did was drink your beer.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. He likes to drink your beer. And so, interestingly enough, the leprechaun is considered a fairy. But what you need to know about the Irish fairies and their kind of folklore is fairies are not, like, what you picture, like, from a Disney movie. Like, where they're, like, cute. And they're kind of, like, all a bunch of, like, assholes that are ugly.
Yeah.
So, and if you picture what a leprechaun looks like, his looks changed a little bit. You know, he's short and he's got, like, a beard and a pipe and his little suit. But he used to be red. And then now he's green.
Interesting.
And then as time went on, the Leithbrogan, which I told you meant shoemaker, that was also added in, that they were, that they classified them as shoemakers.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, in Ireland, the fairy world, a lot of them are determined by what they do, like, for a living.
Okay.
Is being a shoemaker.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing that's interesting about it is that shoemakers... are primarily male.
Okay.
Like, back then. So, literally all leprechauns are male. There's, like, no female leprechauns.
You know, I don't think I've ever thought of a leprechaun as being anything but a male.
No. So, I guess all shoemakers are men, which is extremely sexist. Rude. Anyway.
Which is the same idea that most tailors have almost, at least in the past, have usually predominantly been male and only tailored to men.
Right, and then seamstresses did.
Right, right.
Females.
Yes.
So I guess maybe there was a female shoemaker. She was called something else.
Yeah.
She was something else. But it is kind of cool how, like, they were classified by what they did.
Right.
And also different fairies had different sounds they would make coming. So, like, the La Llorona. Wow, that was really hard for me to say. La Llorona. She would have, like, a wailing sound, which is nice and creepy.
That's an Irish?
No, that's Hispanic.
Okay, I was going to say, example. I was like...
A lot of fairies and a lot of spirits have, like, a sound.
Right, right.
And his sound is, like, a tapping.
Oh.
His little hand is working on his shoes. So if you hear, like, a tapping sound, you know he's coming, which is really creepy.
It is.
So that's kind of terrifying. And here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
If you catch a leprechaun.
Okay.
You kidnap him.
Right.
You can bargain with him. You can be like, I'll let you go if you grant me 3 wishes.
So they have magic.
Yeah. Or I'll let you go if you tell me where all your gold is. Because, you know, they have that thing of gold at the end of all the rainbows. So they have gold. That's why they always think there's a leprechaun at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, right.
I think that just kind of became a thing because they have gold. So you can bargain with them. You can be like, all right, I caught you, Sir Leprechaun. Give me your gold, and I'll let you go.
Right.
But you have to be really careful because they're very smart.
Yes.
And they'll outwit you.
Yeah.
And then you'll end up being...
You have to be very specific.
Yes. So, an example was, there's a story of a man. It's going along. I think this is in a Disney movie, this story. Because okay. I remember seeing it as a kid. So, there you're going along, and he's going along, and he finds a leprechaun. And he ends up tricking this leprechaun and getting a hold of him. Because he knows the leprechaun has gold somewhere. Right. So, he says, he gets a hold of the leprechaun. And the leprechaun's like, oh, you caught me. What, you know, what do you want? And he's like, I want your gold. And the leprechaun's like, okay, it's over there underneath that tree. It's in there. Now let me go. And the man was like, okay, I'll let you go. So he knows it's underneath the tree. But then the man realizes that he doesn't have a shovel. So he takes a red mark. He takes like a red tie and marks the tree. And then goes to his house, gets a shovel. When he comes back, all the trees are marked with a red thing. So now if he had, like, his shovel with him, or if he was prepared, like, he would have been able to do it. So they are really quick to, like, the one source that I read, they said, a leprechaun can be your best friend, but if you piss him off, he'll kill you.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, he literally Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin from Once Upon a Time is literally the example of a leprechaun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, he's literally a leprechaun. Now we've had there, it's interesting because that's kind of like how all of their stories are literally like, be careful what you wish for, right, like, don't be so greedy, blah, 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 blah. Now the popular culture has run with leprechauns.
Oh, of course.
And I feel like you kind of, it's interesting, you have Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Which has the leprechaun on there. That leprechaun seems like a very nice fellow. Then you have St. Patrick's Day. Everyone has leprechauns. And I feel like all the leprechauns for St. Patrick's Day aren't mean leprechauns.
No, they don't look mean.
They're all like, la, la, la,
la, la. Here's my gold.
Yeah, take my gold. It's yours. And then we have the horror movie series.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is probably the only one that actually portrays leprechauns kind of correctly.
Probably, yeah.
Which is interesting because... Who was in the very first Leprechaun movie, had an actress in it.
Jennifer Aniston, right?
Yes. Okay. It was, like, her first role.
Yeah.
And that movie is very kind of similar in that, like, there's some gold, and they take it, and the leprechaun, like, kills everybody.
Give me back my gold!
But what makes those movies so good is that it's funny the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, they're wisecracking the whole time, and the leprechaun in the hood, and leprechaun in space, and blah, blah, blah. But that's the best portrayal of a leprechaun, I feel like. There's some Disney movies that have leprechauns in them, and then, of course, there's a leprechaun at the end of the rainbow with a pot of gold.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the pot... I think it started out with a pot of gold, and then, like, added to the leprechaun. Because he's always around the gold.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I... It's funny to think that you would, like, actually try to go find a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, when a rainbow is literally a circle.
Yeah.
Nobody
does. Well, you know, you have, like, and leprechauns are used for many things. Like, you have, what is it, Notre Dame? They have the Fighting Irish, and their mascot's a leprechaun.
Yep.
And leprechauns are very much associated with St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, they are. And it's interesting because reading about them, they're creepy. Like, I would not want to run into a leprechaun. I definitely would not be trying to capture it.
No, gosh, you never know what it could do.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, once you have it, it's, like, under your control.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the and, like, genie situation.
But they do, like travel in pairs? What if they travel in pairs and you piss one off?
I feel like they don't, because, and they said in there, like, it's usually, like, a dude, like, a solitary dude.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Like, but, chilling. So, if they're all dudes, like, how do they get made?
I don't know.
Like, had a leprechaun, like...
I guess they started as a water spirit, and they come to your cellar, and they drink beer, and then they become a shoemaker, and then they go.
So, when they drink the beer, do they multiply like gremlins?
One wonders, right? I don't know, I guess...
Don't feed them after midnight!
Or maybe there's just one leprechaun. That's how it is in the movies. There's one leprechaun.
In the entire world?
He's, like, the leprechaun, and you take his gold, and he freaks out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why does he leave it around for people to find? Does he just like killing people?
I don't remember from the movie. I gotta rewatch the movies, but...
Yeah.
I forget how they found it. I think it was, like... I think the movie opens, he, like... was causing trouble and somebody, like, actually get him, like, kill him and bury him with his gold or something. And they were like, the gold's poison, bury it there. And someone, like, Jumanji, someone found it and was like, oh, look, some gold. Okay. And he woke up.
And he woke up.
Yeah. But that's kind of, like, I feel like I've always found leprechauns creepy.
Yeah.
Them and Cupid, man. I find both of them creepy. Something about little teeny people. Well, gotta teach children. About,
like, even fairies, like...
I think it depends.
Well, like, yeah, like, if you, like, when they, cartoonize fairies and they kind of, like, romanticize them, they're nice, but in general, they're kind of creepy.
Have you ever seen Pan's Labyrinth?
Yes.
I like the fairies in Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, but then you have the fairies that are like the changelings and, you know. People have killed other people, or have killed their, like, spouses because they thought their spouse was a changeling. Because they believe that stuff so much.
Well.
But, yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't want to come across a leprechaun.
No.
I wouldn't want to be one either.
No, I never thought about being a leprechaun. I guess, I mean, if you... I mean, you're pretty powerful, though, if you can grant wishes. I mean, it sounds like if you're, like, the leprechaun's friend, maybe they'll help you out.
Like, my only other question would be, like, what's their reason for existence? Like, what do? They just make our shoes?
Yeah. Make shoes all the time.
You know what they...
You ever heard the rhyme about the old lady who lived in a shoe?
Yeah.
Have you ever read it?
No.
We have an old nursery rhyme book at work. Uh-huh. And it's so funny. It's, there was a little old lady who lived in a shoe... She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. And then, like, the next line is, she beat them all full sore and sent them to bed without any, like, food or something like that. I'm like, what the heck? Why is this in here? But anyway, I don't know why I thought of that, but you're talking about shoes.
I could use a leprechaun to work in my pharmacy overnight when nobody's there because people tend to think that I have minions that work in my pharmacy when nobody's there.
You need a pharmacy fairy.
I do, because... Their doctor called in their prescription at 8 a.m., but I didn't open till 9, so... But they want it ready.
Why the heck isn't it ready yet?
I know, right? I
mean, what the heck?
I know, it should magically be ready. Anyway, moving on, but... But yeah, that was pretty good. Interesting fact about leprechauns.
It's weird how things change over time and, like, things are named, but I do want to do one on fairies.
And how we definitely have Americanized them. We take them and we just... turn them all around.
I really, like I said about Valentine's Day, like, I think, like, the story of leprechauns are really cool, like, especially if you, like, you know how creepy they are.
Yeah.
But I feel like now it's just like, you know, oh, it's a leprechaun, luck of the Irish.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, if you enjoyed our podcast, well, first of all, thank you for listening.
And if you better have enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining us, and if you enjoyed it and you would like to help us out, leave us a nice 5-star review on whatever whatever platform you listen to, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever it is that we're on that you listen to us. Just let us know, and then leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing, you know?
And if you do that, a leprechaun will come into your house and grant 3 wishes.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
No.
Yes.
No.
If you...
That is not a guarantee.
If everyone rates us 5 stars, then a leprechaun will come to my house, and I will wish for Chris Evans, and then it'll happen. So, rate 5 stars, guys.
Statement is not a guarantee of leprechaun showage.
This is a verified news source, and yes, it is.
Don't listen to her.
Listen to me only.
No. There's no guarantee that you will get a leprechaun because we don't even know if they're real. They're about as real as Chris Evans is.
No. Wait, Chris Evans is real, so I'm very confused by your statement.
They're about as real as Captain America.
Who is a real person. I don't know what you're talking about. It's definitely real. The New York thing actually happened. Like, we were attacked by Loki. You guys just missed it.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, you can follow us on social media. Go ahead.
At Instagram, at The Sister Files Podcast, or on Facebook, at The Sister Files.
Yes.
And you can also email us at thesisterfiles2020@gmail.com.
All right, well, I hope everyone is enjoying their day, and I look forward to sharing more with you.
And in the meantime,
I forgot. Be sweet.
Stand tall.
Stay strange.
Bye, y'all.
Forgot our ending.
Be lucky. May the luck be with you.